This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I introduced what I call a devotional study method. I pointed out that I shared it with my brother to help him in his preparation for teaching a Sunday school class. Not only did it make a difference in my brother's teaching, it also was the start of a deeper study which has led to maturity, spiritual leadership in his church and home, and a greater confidence in witnessing. In recent visits, we started applying this study approach to Mark 13 and answered the question, what does this portion teach about God the Father? Now let's see what it teaches about God the Son. It's clear that this portion is primarily prophetic in its contents. So Jesus Christ was exercising the spiritual gift of prophecy. As a prophet, he shared the grand sweep of events related to the end times. He also was exercising his gift of teaching. The main thing this portion teaches us about Jesus Christ is that he is coming back, verse 26. Until that event takes place, we are to be witnesses of Christ. At times we will suffer persecution for doing this, but when we are dragged before the authorities, we need not fear what we should say, because the Holy Spirit will enable us to say what God wants said. This is the only reference to the Holy Spirit in this chapter. It assures us that he is the great enabler as we trust in him to help us witness for Christ in an acceptable way. He is able to give us peace in the midst of turmoil, confidence in the face of threats, and clarity in saying what God wants us to say in those situations. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.